Hey, everybody. Welcome. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to this episode of Down to Earth with Harriet Kammack. I just want to take time out to tell you thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's Thursday morning, and I think that, like many of us, we're just a little bit concerned that it's Thursday already. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of like, oh, I don't know that I want it to be Thursday, simply because it's Thursday. And because it's Thursday, it's that time in September when it's almost fall. Can you believe it? It's almost fall. I can't believe it myself, but it is what it is, right? It is what it is. So I just want to tell you, thanks so much for joining us. We have a lot to talk about because it's Thursday. And it seems like the Twitterverse and all social media platforms are going nuts because there's just too much stuff going on. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We stream as well on Twitter and on YouTube. So make sure you join into us. For those of you just joining us on Twitter, our show is now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Google Play. So if you are at any time that you feel like you want to hear more about the subjects that we talk about that are of interest to you, feel free to go to Apple Podcasts. As a matter of fact, I'd like you to do that. Go to Apple Podcasts, right? Open up your iPhone, right? It's right there on your iPhone, right? Just open up the app and search for me by name and click like, subscribe to my channel, right? Listen to a couple of the shows so that we get some feedback to see what is it that you like, what is it that you're not, you know, it's kind of iffy about, right? And if you have an Android phone, do the same thing. Go into your Google Podcast. So in your Google Store, look for Google Podcasts. Open it up or download it. Maybe you have to download it to your Google device, to your Android device, and then click on it and subscribe. Look for me by name, Harriet Kammack, and subscribe to my channel. Right? And when you subscribe to my channel, then you get a chance to hear some of the things that we talk about. So I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love. And wherever you are in the universe, I know some of you are in other countries. Thanks so much for listening, right? Some of you are listening on other platforms. It could be Overcast. It could be Pocket Cast, right? And some of you are listening on Radio Public, right? Thank you. I appreciate the love. And on Anchor FM, go figure. So this is a great thing, and I appreciate your support entirely. So this morning, there's just too much to talk about, right? But I want to start off with this because I think this is going to, for some of us, and for some of us who believe in conspiracy theories, maybe you're one, but you're kind of like a sneak conspiracy theorist. Like, you don't really say that you are, but you really are. This is going to knock your socks off. So I kid you not, this morning on NBC News, I kid you not, it's right there. I should screenshot it before they pull it down, right? On NBC News this morning, guess what they're saying? That the U.S. Navy confirms UFO sightings, but they don't call it UFOs. They call it unidentified phenomena. The U.S. Navy has video sightings of UFOs. Does that shock you? Is that now going to validate the claims of everybody else whom they thought was crazy? People who thought they saw things out in Arizona. Come on, I want to hear what you got to say. Right? That validates everything. You and I have always thought, you know, some of us have always just thought, we're not alone in the universe. There's got to be something else going on somewhere. They might just be as curious as we are. And they might just be thinking of ways to get to the other planets. Just like we are, right? Because if you really read the Bible, it does talk about the other galaxies. It does say things about God is located beyond the great Orion. And then they found out that there's a whole other galaxy over there with a whole other series of planets. So take that as you will. It explains everything. It kind of puts everything into perspective. So when they were claiming that people were lying. They don't know what they're talking about. They're so weird. Lock them up. They're crazy. No, the U.S. Navy is now confirming that there are UFO. There have been UFO sightings, and they refer to them as unidentified phenomena. That means it's not the United States. It's not China. It's not Russia. It's not anybody who who puts these kinds of things up there. Okay, so say okay. Okay, you all just took a deep breath. That gives you a whole other thing to concentrate on today, right? And in the midst of all of this, guess what? One of our favorite world leaders from, you know, our buddies up in Canada, Mr. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. Well, they found a photo of him in brown face. And I'm not smiling or laughing. I'm serious about that. Yes, they found a photo. The Time magazine found a photo of him in brown face, taken in 2001 when he was 29 years old. And he was teaching at a school in somewhere in Canada, in Ottawa or Toronto or somewhere. Imagine that. Brown face. That's not a joke. That's actually making fun of someone else's life. That's making fun of what I look like every day. I can't change the way I look. I was born this way, right? So you putting on what I look like to the joy of others or to the hilarity of others is making fun of me, no matter how well-intentioned it might be. He said it was something about Arabian Nights. The school had an Arabian Nights thing, but I don't know. You could have dressed up like an Arab. I mean, you could have put on the turban and stuff. Well, Arabs don't wear turbans. It's the Sikhs who do, the Sikh Indians who do. So he got the whole thing confused there because the Sikhs wear turbans. And he should have been more culturally sensitive because in Canada, the Sikhs have always been there wearing turbans, right? Isn't that something? Not good for him at all going into a general election. I don't know, dude. He's in trouble. He's in trouble with that one because he's in trouble with me because I'm like, I'm not so sure. It just exposes what you think. And he's probably going to say something like he's sorry. He apologized. He takes responsibility for it. But you're leading a whole nation of people. So he has to go into those communities and sincerely apologize that he was young and foolish or whatever. And now he's grown and he doesn't see it that way. And with the rest of us are going to be like, seriously, right? That one didn't go down really well. Not at all, right? And then that just kind of just took our breath away. And then as if, and this is what I want to talk about today, as if that were not enough. I saw this story last week and I thought, let me wait to see if this is really actually true because I didn't want to believe it. But the prescription drug Zantac that a lot of people take for acid reflux and heartburn, right? As soon as you go to the doctor and say you have heartburn, you have acid reflux, you're not digesting your meals properly, they're quick to write you a pill. And a pill called Zantac is very popular to treat that. Well, guess what? They found out, test show, and guess who found this? An independent group of people who run a lab, who run an online pharmacy. They tested Zantac. And when they tested Zantac, they found that it had high levels of a chemical compound called NDMA. Y'all remember I talked about this earlier this year? Right? I talked about NDMA is found in most chemical processes, even in some water filtering plants. Right? I told you that, right? And it is found in most drugs. Okay. Well, NDMA is found in what? Zantac. And guess what they found? If you take that drug once a day for 4 years, your likelihood of getting cancer increases. And you're all looking at me and you're all listening. And I just heard complete silence. You know why there's complete silence? Because now you realize that, oh my God, have mercy on me. What am I gonna do? But here is what you can do. You can go to your doctor right away and tell them that you no longer wanna take Zantac. That's one thing you can do right away. The second thing that you're going to do is do a complete self-evaluation and have yourself, your own come to Jesus moment when you say, wait just a minute. This is acid reflux. This is me eating foods that are not good for me. This is me eating after 7 p.m. This is me eating after 8 p.m. and going to bed within an hour. This is me eating high fat, high sodium foods. greasy foods that I know are bad for me, then I think if I can take a pill, it will all go away. I know you know. So I'm just saying, when I was pregnant, and you know, pregnant women are prone to having acid reflux because they say the baby's head is right near your chest and your stomach, the baby's pushing against your stomach, so you don't feel so good when you eat, right? Okay. So one of the things I found that helped me a lot for heartburn when I was pregnant was, guess what? Good old-fashioned milk. You remember years ago, they used to make us all take those milk pills for heartburn? They worked so well, they pulled them off the market. It was a particular type of pill that you took over the counter. I can't remember what it was, what it's called now, because they've removed it off the market. But you remember those? They were multicolored and they tasted good when you bit into them too. Well, they used to give it for heartburn, but then the drug makers and somebody sat down and said, oh my God, we could make a lot of money if we made a pill for heartburn. Why are we giving it away for free? So they went and created Zantac. And as soon as you go to your doctor, then they, you know, they fill the airwaves with the advertising. So you all know I'm never going to get sponsorship from a drug company because I, you know, they're never going to write me a check, but that's okay. That's quite okay because somebody has to say for what it is, and I have integrity. I've had family members who have died as a result of cancer. I miss them. I am not going to sit here knowing the truth and hide behind it because this is not a variation of the truth. You know, in politics, politics is largely dependent sometimes on your perspective because you can look at one problem from many different ways. And each way that you look at it is valid because it's based on the person's perception, based on their experience, their ethnicity, their class, their socioeconomics, and so on. But when it comes to this basic fundamental, where science is the evidence, and the evidence says that Zantac, a prescription drug for heartburn that is largely prescribed across the spectrum to Americans everywhere, gives you cancer, there is no joke about that. There is nothing that you can say that, well, here, that's your perspective. This is what the science says. So if they never write me a check and they never give me money, I'm still going to eat and I'm still going to drink and I'm still going to dress and I'm still going to broadcast. Because God will make a way somehow. And I believe that fervently, even if no one else does. I believe it. And as long as I believe in the good of it, I am going to continue to speak the truth. And the truth is that drug makers in the United States need to stop giving people cancer. And the HMOs, the doctors, and the entire healthcare system is rigged around it. So you feel bad and you go to the doctor and you think that's a good thing because we say go to the doctor to get checked up. And the doctor writes you a pill. And 5 years later, you end up with something else. After 3 or 4 years, you start feeling funny. And you start saying, I don't know what this is. So you go back to the doctor and they're like, ah. Then they run some more tests and then they hand you a diagnosis after 4 to 5 years. Have you ever noticed that people start taking the prescription drugs for high blood pressure and diabetes and then within 5 years they get cancer? Have you guys noticed that? I have. I did a show earlier this year on Lisinopril. It's a drug that is taken largely for what? For high blood pressure. And people were dropping dead from cancer from it. And in Florida, where I lived in Orlando, they had that drug on recall. And people, especially African Americans and people of color, good morning, DJ Damage, right? And especially people of color, DJ Damage, you need to talk about this, okay? Right? And especially people of color were taking lisinopril without impunity, just across the spectrum. And guess what? They were getting sicker and sicker without knowing why. And the doctors did not inform people that lisinopril was on recall. So they were taking it at will. By then, the damage is already done because you've been taking it for 4 years. I knew one lady who had been taking it for more than 4 years. She had had a heart attack 6 years ago and they had put her on it. And when she had a stroke and went into the hospital and I called her and I said, what do you take? What are you taking for high blood pressure? And when she told me, I said, that drug is on recall. And she said, no, my doctor would never have prescribed it. I said, go pull out your phone. She was calling from her home phone. I said, pull your phone out. Pull your phone out and take it out and go into Google and put in lisinopril recall. She nearly fell out. She couldn't believe it. She said, oh my God, let me call my doctor. She was in the hospital. She was in the hospital when I called her. She was still in the hospital and her blood pressure was still uncontrolled and could not come down. And when I told her to notify the doctor that she needed, she called them right away. She was in the hospital. They came over. She told them to stop giving her the form of lisinopril they were giving her. Within 24 hours, she checked out of the hospital and then went in to see her physician. I kid you not. This is what I am talking about. You have got to now start taking control of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't just hand over our lives and our health to people. Does your doctor live with you? Is your doctor dependent on you to live? No, you're just another number. You're patient number 456 for whom he sends a bill to your insurance company once or twice a year. And he or she bills your insurance company astronomical fees. He or she bills your insurance company at like $15,000 or something for an office visit. Go check it out, right? Thank you, Raven. You like my hair. Thanks. I've missed you. Where have you been? You know you should have reported to me, right? Raven Bishop is one of my YouTube followers, for those of you who are listening. And she follows me endlessly. She's a sweetheart, though, right? But do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Guys and girls, we got to get this thing together. We have got to take control of our health. So here's what I suggest we all do, right? Personally, I'm a foodie like most of us. So just like the rest of us, I have to eat small amounts so that I don't gain weight. Just like the rest of us, right? I have to work. I have to walk it out just like you, because I like food. And I'm someone who I can go for long periods without eating. So I can go, your usual 12 to 18 hours without eating. I can do that easily without anything happening to me, right? Good morning, WKDMZ. Hey, right? So I can go for long periods without eating, but I have to eat after 11:30 in the mornings. If I don't, I'll get a serious headache. So I break the fast by drinking tea. So it keeps me going, right? All right, so what I do is I don't eat after 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. Unless I'm out for dinner, then I plan for that by not eating at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. So if I'm gonna go out and I know I'm gonna eat, I don't eat at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. If I have to, because sometimes some places you go, you have to actually, or I just move the food around on the plate and just take one bite, just to be sociable, and then I'm done, right? But I tell myself that my life is more important and my life is valuable, so I'm not gonna eat after 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. I'm definitely not going to eat pizza and high fatty foods. America, we gotta stop this, because we're letting them kill us off. So at the end of the day, when you go home, plan your meals, take time, just like you plan to go to work, just like you plan to go out on a date and you plan to tailgate this weekend because it's college ball and it's the NFL on CBS, right? Just like you plan to do that, you have to also plan your meals in advance. So while you're watching the game on Saturday and Sunday, cook something. Put it in a Ziploc bag or in a Tupperware container and put it in your freezer. Make your own home-cooked meal. You like lasagna? Well, go buy the pasta. That's the only processed meat you should eat. Go get the ground beef. Go buy the tomato sauce that goes with it. Or if you want to make your own sauce, just put some tomatoes and peppers and onions in a blender and boom. Oh, you kind of got it right there. And you put your cheese on it and put it in the oven, cook it, and then you store it away. So you like to make pasta Alfredo? Yes, I'm not on Facebook Live today, right? You like pasta Alfredo? Make your own pasta sauce. Make your own Alfredo sauce. It's really easy. Just buy heavy whipping cream and buy half and half and milk, put it on the stove and boil it. Oh, Twitter keeps freezing up. Go on over to YouTube. YouTube is better. YouTube is much more reliable than Facebook Live, right? If Twitter keeps freezing up, go on over to YouTube. That's Twitter wanting me to spend money to promote, and I refuse to do that. Right? Facebook does the same thing to me too. They slow down the algorithms so people tell me they can't find me. Right? 5,000 people on Facebook and you still can't find me. So go on over to YouTube. They're much more stable, right? But seriously, do you see what I'm saying, y'all? So what you do is you go on, you cook your own meals at home and store it. Make a roast chicken on a Sunday. You have time on a Saturday or on a Sunday, whatever your weekday, you know, your weekend is. Make a roast chicken, right? And stuff it with whatever you want to stuff it with. The next day you have what? Chicken sandwiches. The next day you can make a chicken salad. Save yourself from running in and buying more processed food, because I'm telling you, you eat all that processed food, your stomach can't digest it all. It takes 10 minutes for it to go down, but the walls of your stomach are still working. The acid in your stomach is still working to break down some of these foods, and they're a lot more complex than we realize. And so here we go. Here we are. Find yourselves taking Zantac for heartburn. Drink some milk. You don't believe me? Keep a gallon or a quart of milk in your fridge. Don't listen to all that stuff about hormones in the milk. Well, there are hormones in everything else that we eat. So what is it going to do? Keep a little milk. You don't have to drink it all. Just, you know, if you like your milk warm, you slip it in the microwave, warm it up, or warm it up on top of the stove, and drink it before you go to bed at night. It does wonders for your body. Trust me. All that calcium coursing through your veins, through the blood in your body, man, you don't wake up with a headache, right? You don't wake up feeling dizzy the next day. All that calcium, and it freezes up the oxygen in your blood, so you don't wake up with a headache and you don't wake up feeling dizzy the next morning. It will also reduce your high blood pressure. You'd be surprised, because you won't have that heavy thing with your heart fighting to pump, because it's not getting the oxygen to help the blood pump around the body. Yeah, I did do like everybody else, I studied biology in high school. That was a long time ago. But what happens is my ex-husband had diabetes and high blood pressure. And he was like a hypochondriac. He used to line out the pills. And I'm like, that's not going to do. I don't think all those synthetic materials are good. So let me go do some research. So I did some research. And what I found astounded me. And I told him, I said, you got to change your diet. Because, you know, he's a guy, I don't want to go to the doctor. Okay. Didn't want to eat right. So he liked his big steak. And I'm like, well, that big steak is hurting your heart. And it's going to hurt your veins, the blood in your body. He didn't listen to me until it happened. I should have listened to you. Okay. So he said, is that why you eat all the green stuff? So when I placed a plate of, I said, if you're going to eat a steak, you got to eat broccoli and cauliflower with it. He nearly died. But he lived as long as we were married. He was beating me up, but he was still alive. Sometimes I used to think I was feeding the beast. I kid you not. It's not a laughing matter. But the thing is, when we broke up and our marriage ended, he called me afterwards to tell me how his health had deteriorated significantly to the extent where his doctor knew he was no longer married. That's how important it is to have people in your life who are on your side. You need to, this is not just you. If you're single, well, it's time for you to start looking for someone to be with. I kid you not, right? right? Raven, Raven, sweetheart, right? Do you see what I'm saying? It is what it is. You need to take control of your health, because guess who else is not going to tell you the truth? The doctor. First of all, the average physician sees 10 people a day. So that's an average of 20 minutes he spends with each person. Think about that. That's 200 minutes. How many minutes do you think he has in a workday? Start doing the math for yourself. You really think he's listening to you? No. My doctor has a little thing where she writes everything. She has a pad, an electronic pad, like an iPad, but it's a desk, you know. And she writes everything. While she's talking to you, she writes all the notes in. And she says it's important because she says afterwards, the scribe goes and reviews the notes and enters it into her patient file, into the patient file. So she says, everything you tell me is recorded. Some doctors don't have time for that. They're busy thinking about golf, the fact that their wife didn't talk to them, right? Oh, Mike Springer. Hey, dude, you're saying these HMOs know full well all those pills are not really helping you, winging your issue. Oh, my God, until your demise. Oh, dude, don't say that. I feel bad, but it's true. They are all in it for the money. Dudes and dudettes, they don't care about you and they don't care about me. In fact, they're not going to care about me very much after this. I have to be real careful, okay? But the truth is they don't care. So you have to care. When you go to the doctor, this is what I used to tell my ex-husband. When you go to the doctor and they write a pill, you need to ask them for the side effects right up front. What are the side effects of that? Because I'm taking so-and-so. That's going to make your doctor stop and think. That's the second thing. So you now have to go make sure that the drug they're prescribing you does not interact negatively with the other drugs. You have to, the little information that they provide, the pharmacy provides with a pill, go and read it for yourself. Sit down right there in your car after you get your prescription and read that drug for yourself. Read the information attached to it. And you're going to be, Mike, you're going to be so surprised. I'm telling you, if you all, anybody right now who's taking Zantac, if you all start calling your doctors right now and raising holy cane, you know what's going to happen? They pull it off the market. Matter of fact, why don't you all start tweeting the FDA? The FDA is supposed to be the watchdog of us all. The FDA is supposed to protect us. But they're not protecting us right now. They know that this drug has NDMA in it. And to protect Big Pharma and Big Pharma money, the FDA is not saying we're going to take the drug off the market. So who is the FDA promoting? So who are we paying our tax dollars to? Who is the FDA promoting? They're not promoting us. They're not preserving us. They're interested in protecting Big Pharma. It's just like the opioid crisis. They knew, the only reason they go after that family, they probably are not supporting some political agenda. But they knew those pills already were being sold and pushed onto doctors to sell to people. It's the same thing with these prescription drugs. Lisinopril, if you're taking Lisinopril, go talk to your physician right away. You need a new drug. Trust me on that. And if you don't believe me, go back through my YouTube channel and see the show that I did on Lisinopril. One of my Facebook friends showed a picture of her face after she took Lisinopril. She should have filed a class action lawsuit. I kid you not. So everybody is in it to make money because very wealthy people have more resources and access available to them. They're not dependent. They're not using these drugs. You think they are? You are. And you are. Not me. I don't plan to. So unless they poison the water coming into my house, I'm poisoning the food. That's why I change supermarkets. I don't shop at the same supermarket all the time because I don't want them to set me off. I know you're all thinking it's crazy, but think about it, right? It's a money racket and it's terrible. So says Mike Springer. Raven says, I hate pills, but they're trying too many on me because you have seizures. In your case, you kind of don't have a choice with seizures, but you probably need to go ask your physician if certain forms of physical exercise won't help with seizures, okay? You probably need to do that. And if you're taking pills for seizures, that means something is wrong with your brain. So go do the research on what you should eat because what we are finding is that nutrition helps everything, right? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.